This is Valley Edition. Sometimes in public policy, especially in healthcare, most everyone agrees there's an obvious problem. But more often than not, getting everyone to agree on a solution is much harder. That's what's happening right now when it comes to mental health care in the Central Valley. FM89's Jeffrey Hess reports on how two mental health facilities in Fresno County are meeting very different community reactions.
First, let's get the thing everyone agrees on out of the way. It's probably not a surprise that the Central Valley has a severe shortage of mental health facilities and providers. Combined with high rates of mental illness, access to care is a major concern.
They're generally scarce everywhere, but in particular in this county, new programs and services, I think, are desperately needed. So that's why we identified this area.
That's Michael Zahner, the group director of behavioral health with Universal Health Systems. Zahner is interested in building a big new behavioral health facility in Clovis. They're proposing building a 102-bed, $40 million short-term inpatient care hospital near Highway 168 and Clovis Avenue. The company has a lot of experience with this kind of hospital. They run more than 200 mental health facilities around the world. Zahner says the location would mean the hospital is accessible to much of the county. But that has not sat well with some community members who oppose construction near their homes.
And I am a not-in-my-backyard kind of a person. And there's lots of things I would say not-in-my-backyard, too. There's lots of things I approve of that I don't want in my backyard.
Randall Gray is a Clovis resident helping lead the charge against the facility. He agrees there's no question that the facility is badly needed, just not where the company wants to build it. He worries it's being built too close to homes, schools, and could endanger children.
You're going to have people that are being released by taxi. They're driving places that might want to get out of the taxi. There's going to be people. Here's one of my big fears. You're going to have people that are homeless. You know, if a hospital can't handle them and the police can't handle them, they're going to send them there.
Gray also argues that building the facility at its current location would tank property values. He thinks it should be built in a more remote location. Michael Zahner with United Health Systems says they've run into this kind of skepticism before, but have not seen the negative results Gray expects.
All I can say is what actually happens in terms of safety, homelessness, increase in crime, land value impact. We just haven't seen that. It hasn't borne itself out. So I guess, yes, I can understand it. I just think it's misplaced or misguided.
At the same time, the Fresno County Department of Behavioral Health is in the process of constructing a 16-bed medium to long-term psychiatric care facility at the corner of Huntington Boulevard and Barton Avenue near the University Medical Center campus. Dewan Utecht is the department's director.
So this would be for people who don't meet the requirements to be in an inpatient setting, but still need some supports and a place to stay until they can stabilize.
Consider someone who's homeless and needs a safe place to stay until they can fully reintegrate. The plan now is to let people stay for about a month. Utecht says that is something that is currently lacking in what she calls the county's continuum of care. Currently, the county has fewer than 100 crisis stabilization beds for people who need intensive intervention, a number that Utecht says most people would consider underbedded for a county of nearly a million people. As a result, she's fully supportive of Universal Health Systems adding 100 beds to the county's capacity. However, the 16-bed Southeast Fresno facility has not experienced the kind of pushback the proposed Clovis Hospital is seeing. Utecht thinks that might be because the county owned the land already and did not need the kind of use permit the hospital in Clovis needs. Still, she finds community concerns about mental health patients troubling.
The more we create this stigma and discrimination around mental illness, the more chance people will not seek help, that they will hide their illness because when they hide it or when they put it out in the open, this is the kind of response they get.
The hospital the county is building is expected to be open next year at a cost of around $5 million. The fate of the 102-bed hospital in Clovis is still in question. It received initial approval from the Clovis Planning Commission, but now must also be approved by the Clovis City Council. And some, like Randall Gray, promise to keep fighting it. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.